Faith ends where worry begins. Lots happening in Joy Ministry groups around the country. And we have a lovely photo of Sandra and Lauren at the Taupo branch. And the result, and what we have from them is this. Every year we have a service on Palm Sunday and focus on why Jesus died for us. And in the fourth term, we always focus on Christmas. For Easter last year, we were each given a small wooden cross, and we placed red hearts on it to represent the blood and love of Jesus. We also shared communion together and set up a beautiful communion table with lots of candles and red hearts. For Christmas, we made shortbread in the shape of a heart and wrapped them up in pretty cellophane. Our talk was based on the fact that Jesus was a gift to us, and so people were encouraged to give their shortbread. They were also challenged to give it to someone that they might not normally give a gift to, maybe someone lonely or sick. In term two, we used the themes from the camp in Ohopi and talked about God's creation. Each person was given an A4 photo of Lake Taupo with the mountains in the background. On the photo, we printed the scripture, God looked over all creation and he saw that it was very good. Then we placed stickers of animals, birds, fish, stars, moons and passport photos of each of us on the top of the background picture. In term three, we continued with the theme of creation, but this time we focused on caring for God's creation. People bought their pets, and among the cats and dogs we had two rats and a kid, a baby goat. The kid wore a disposable nappy and had a wonderful time during the afternoon tea, wandering among the tables and eating anything that dropped on the floor. The focus for this service was to help people understand that because God cares for his creation, then so must we. We talked about things like recycling, pollution, caring for and about each other as well as our planet. For each service, we work hard at spiritual formation and application rather than just teaching stories from the Bible. Each service we take up a collection for disabled people in East Timor, and we continue to pray for others as well as ourselves. And two of our people were baptized this year, and this was written by Wendy Emsley. Then from Hawke's Bay. 2014 was a fantastic year. We had some awesome services. We really encourage the guys to all get involved. So have anyone who wants to sing come and stand up in front. There's a lovely photo here of a group of people singing, playing their guitar and instruments at Hawke's Bay. The guys all love this, and often we have a huge group up front. We've had some plays and a puppet show which have been very entertaining as well as informative. We did have two special social nights. Joy Ministries has talent, and a 10-pin bowling fundraising night. Both were very successful, and everyone is keen to repeat them. It also meant we could take a bus to camp, which was wonderful. We made a card for a craft about a cheerful heart being a good medicine, and this too was very popular. We have adapted our afternoon tea time from being a free-for-all to having it served. This has been wonderful. Almost cafe-like, which pleases everyone, including staff who were concerned about folk overindulging. We thank God for this amazing opportunity to build into people's lives, sharing the good news of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. We look forward to what 2015 will bring for his glory. And that was written by Karen Spurgeon. Then from Whakatane. Meredith was baptized at a Sunday morning worship service shortly before Christmas. Her testimony touched many in the congregation and was without doubt a highlight for the church as a whole for the year. With not a few handkerchiefs being found useful at one point and much laughter expended at another, Meredith is such a personality. Wanda put together a Christmas play based around the song Te Haranui for the Joy Group to perform. This helped contribute to our church's celebrations of the gospel coming to New Zealand shores on Christmas Day 1814. The play went down a treat, with all participants performing well and the congregation appreciating the Christmas story told from a different perspective from within a New Zealand context. Throughout the year, we have been working through a series called Heroes of Faith and are still only halfway through. Each hero or heroine gets their name added to a large cloth wall hanging, which hangs permanently in our joy room at the church once their story has been told and celebrated. A joy member colours the name once it is added. There is not a little excitement in the air as members wait with anticipation each meeting to hear of the new heroic character and perhaps then get the opportunity to act out their exploits and accomplishments with sometimes a little too much vigour. What fun! And that's by Wanda Hughes.